Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets largely tread water, struggling for direction as investors continued to ponder the noise around President Trump's tariff proposals. Dow eked out a 9-point gain, broader S&P 500 rising 0.3%, where 9 of the 11 primary sectors advanced. Tech-centric NASDAQ up 0.6%. President Trump commented that tariffs on aluminium and steel would not apply to Canada and Mexico if there was a fair North Atlantic Free Trade Agreement negotiated. Also helping market sentiment was North Korea telling a visiting South Korean delegation that it was willing to hold talks with the US about denuclearization and normalizing relations with Washington. Apparently a meeting is set down for late April, and North Korea has said that it won't conduct nuclear or missile testing during those talks. US dollar was down about 0.4%, back under 90. Modest gains for Europe's main markets as investors shrugged off the uncertainty around last Sunday's Italian election. Italy's benchmark index gained 1.8%, more than reversing Monday's decline. Germany's DAX edged 0.2% higher, and France's CAC up 0.1%. London's FTSE added 0.4%. Base metals were stronger across the board with the weaker US dollar, copper up about 1.4%. However, benchmark spot iron ore prices were on the slide again, down 96 cents or 1.25% to $76.07. That's their lowest level since the 6th of February, and there were losses recorded also in the higher and lower grades. Gold futures staged their best rally in almost 3 weeks, gaining $15.30 or just 1.2% to $1,335.20 an ounce as the US dollar remained on the back foot. Oil prices were higher, albeit they did erode earlier gains ahead of the latest weekly inventory data, where analysts are forecasting a second consecutive weekly rise in US crude stocks. That saw WTI inch 3 cents higher to $62.60 a barrel. Brent gained 25 cents to $65.79 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields little changed, around 2.877%, racing an earlier session rise as traders reportedly positioned themselves around a sizable corporate bond offering for CVS Health. Aussie dollar stronger against the labouring greenback. Reserve Bank of Australia yesterday, of course, leaving interest rates unchanged for a 19th consecutive month, and traders now eyeing today's Australian fourth quarter GDP data. Local units buying around 78.23 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.